Child sex crimes are on the rise across the country. Donnie Burgess reports on what's happening here in Indiana.
What I can say anecdotally and from our local partners is that the number of reports for crimes against children has increased year over year for the past several years.
That's the voice of Special Agent Andrew Willman with FBI Indianapolis. Sex crimes against children is an umbrella term that can cover everything from child porn to child molestation. Now, exact hard numbers are hard to come by, but there are some available numbers that paint a picture of what law enforcement faces.
For example, the Indiana Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force have reported that they got over 7,000 cyber tips last year, and the year before they had just gotten just a little over 6,000. So they're increasing the number of tips they're getting.
Police tend to agree that the poison that keeps this problem pumping is internet access. Captain Brian Harper is the commander of the State Police Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. He says there are just too many online platforms that both children and predators have access to.
I mean, there are probably 10 major social media platforms, but there are hundreds of platforms altogether.
And as long as there's an internet, there will be a battle police will have to fight.
With the openness of internet, with all the accesses to the internet, those avenues probably are not realistic to have this completely go away.
But it's not a battle that police are fighting to lose. Donnie Burgess, 93 WIBC Mobile News.
Tomorrow, you'll hear how Hoosier Police work to protect your children. Investigating child sex crimes is a team effort. Donnie Burgess reports on what Hoosier Police are doing to protect your kids.
Within the last decade, most child predators have taken their criminal activity to the internet. However, waiting for those predators is Captain Brian Harper in the Indiana State Police Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.
The task force is one of 61 task forces throughout the nation. Each state has one.
And each state apparently needs one. Indiana, along with most of the country, has seen internet child sex crime cases increase year over year. Captain Harper says the task force relies on many different sources of info for help in their investigations, most important of which are digital service providers like Google and Apple. Predators abuse their software and attempt to use it for child sex crimes. When digital service providers see this happen on their servers, they call state police. So far this year, multiple people in Indiana have been charged with child sex crimes thanks to a heads up from Google.
It's very much a team effort to try to take these individuals off the street, to try to prevent them from contact offending against a child, and prevent further exploitation of children online.
Of course, police also rely on each other and parents and child advocacy centers. It doesn't matter if the crime is online or offline, says Special Agent Andrew Willman with FBI Indianapolis.
Heaven forbid something were to happen to your child. Law enforcement and FBI, the state and local agencies, we will move every mountain that we possibly can to make sure that kids are protected.
Donnie Burgess, 93 WIBC Mobile News.
Tomorrow, you'll learn more about the predators who commit sex crimes against children. The people who commit sex crimes against children are known by another term. Donnie Burgess reports on what makes a child predator.
There's no specific look to a person. There's no age, there's no gender, there's nothing that is truly the hallmark of a child molester.
That's Emily Perry. She's the founder and executive director of Susie's Place, a child advocacy center in Hendricks County. Perry says literally anyone from any walk of life could be a predator. In her experience, Perry says most predators tend to push boundaries.
For example, is it appropriate for the parent of one of my children's friends to have my child sit on their lap? That's not appropriate to me. If that person consistently pushes that boundary or crosses that boundary, that's a huge red flag for me.
A predator is someone with overwhelming access to children. Some predators act immature and are overly affectionate with children. Some predators have another side.
These particular offenders have a tendency to be very violent when they are presented with the loss of their freedom.
That's Special Agent Andrew Willman with FBI Indianapolis. He says violent child predators refuse to face the consequences because of their actions. Two FBI agents in Florida were killed last year when they tried to arrest a child predator. But just as predators want the very worst for your children, there's another group that wants the very best for them. Donnie Burgess, 93 WIBC Mobile News.
Tomorrow, you'll learn more about child advocacy centers and what they do for recovering victims. When a child is sexually abused, the road to recovery can be one of the worst times of their life. Donnie Burgess reports on what child advocacy centers can do for your children.
A child advocacy center is a place where victims of sex abuse come to begin the healing process. Emily Perry is the founder and executive director of Susie's Place, one of the largest centers in Indiana. Susie's Place is carefully designed to be as warm and welcoming as possible.
Our facility is uniquely designed for kids and families. So when families come here, they come into a family waiting room that has couches and TVs and toys and snacks, and it's a very safe, comfortable environment for kids and families to spend their time.
But once inside, forensic interviews are conducted, vital information is gathered, and criminal cases are constructed. Perry says victim interviews paint a horrific picture of the trauma children experience.
Children that are having panic attacks while they're trying to talk through their experiences. They have, you know, issues with breathing. They're having anxiety. They're shaking. They're sick to their stomach. They're peeing their pants. It runs the gamut.
And for children who've been sexually abused, those traumatic moments will follow them throughout the most sensitive moments of their emotional development. But Perry says there is one powerful tool that can be instrumental in healing an abused child.
Having a supportive primary caregiver in their life is the number one thing that helps kids recover from trauma.
Donnie Burgess, 93 WIBC Mobile News.
Tomorrow, you'll hear how you as a parent can get involved and prevent child sex crimes. Police and child advocacy groups can only do so much to prevent child sex crimes. Donnie Burgess reports on the power that parents possess.
Hands down, every family's best prevention and protection against abuse is a parent's relationship with their child.
A predator's greatest asset is access to the same digital platforms that your child most likely visits every day. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Discord, Kick. These are all places a predator can go unnoticed unless you also have access to those same platforms. Captain Brian Harper of the State Police Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.
The best thing I can tell a parent is to get involved. I mean, even if they don't understand it, or maybe they still believe that carrying a flip phone because they just don't want to be involved with the technology. If you've got children, you really have to become involved because it's for the child's safety.
Special Agent Andrew Willman with FBI Indianapolis.
Keep an eye on what they're doing online. Actually know what apps they have on their phone. Know generally what those apps do. It's a new world where we have to be extremely involved and know exactly what our kids are doing online.
Organizations like State Police and Susie's Place offer training that can teach you the terms and techniques you need to know about online platforms. Sure, there's a learning curve, but it's not impossible. These organizations and countless others are here to help, because every parent that gets involved in their child's life is another child saved. 493 WIBC Mobile News, I'm Donnie Burgess.